back to the Sabbath day, verse 10. But in it, you shall do no work. I'm in the middle of verse 10. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that's in your gate. Verse 11, why? For in 6 days, see how big God is on this 6 day creation? He wrote this with his own finger. For in 6 days, the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them and rested the seventh. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath. He's just repeating what we read in Genesis 2. So rest was commanded for the people. It was a reminder of their fallenness. The law is a schoolmaster to show us. Did you know what? People didn't like all those rules, and it showed their rebellious heart. The Creator is a lawgiver, and He said, this is what you must do. And they said, we don't want to do it, and we're not going to do it. We're going to hide, we're going to fake, and we're going to externally. And they just, our sinfulness is revealed when we have rules. Because we want to cut the corners and break the rules and hide what we're doing. And we're rebels at heart, which made them realize, as soon as they paid attention, that they were racking up sins against a holy God who said, you shall be holy as I'm holy, or you cannot be in my presence. And so a redeemer was needed. And all of the sacrifices of Israel, were pointing to the need of a redeemer. They, on the seventh day, remember I showed you 40% of their life? All the seventh day was built around these sacrifices that reminded them they came as sinners, put their hands on the innocent animal, and the animal was martyred and butchered because of their sin, to remind them that a redeemer was needed. But by the way, after Genesis 2, God stopped resting. Why? Because sin brought the decay of the universe, and God is now holding together a decaying universe. It says in Hebrews 1, Colossians 1, that God is upholding. It's kind of like if He wasn't holding this thing together, it would bust apart. God is now upholding all things. He's no longer resting from His work. His work is now upholding.